Chapter 6. Negotiations. Driving a hard bargain. 6.2. Introduction. Task 8. Listen to Philip, an accounting expert, discussing the challenge faced by accountants while negotiating fees for their services with clients. Decipher the meaning of the expressions below in view of what Philip has said. In the dim and distant past, many clients seemed happy enough to accept whatever fees accountants wished to charge them. In these commercially savvy days, when every penny counts and both businesses and individuals seem keener than ever to get bargains, that is rarely the case. The first step might be to consider your firm's philosophy. If a valued client suggests that rather than the $20,000 you wish to charge them, they would like to stick with the originally agreed figure of $17,000, you have a number of choices. 1. Stick to your guns and demand the higher figure, whatever happens. 2. Concede and accept the lower figure. 3. Try to negotiate somewhere in between. If you do the first of these, then you risk damaging the long-term relationship with your client. They are also likely to badmouth you to any friends and colleagues who might need an accountant. The second choice is low risk and should protect your business from the chance of losing a significant client. However, you might get a reputation as a pushover and end up backing down in every future fee negotiation. Therefore, trying the third option can be the best solution in the long run. A very polite suggestion that your client might wish to split the difference in order to please all parties is often accepted.